Hi, I'm Bella Netland, and I'm sharing with you my podcast on Charlemagne. Charlemagne was a leader in Europe throughout the late 700s and early 800s. He left some of the greatest influences that led up to how today's society is ran. As a result of his alterations and his work, he is said to have left one of the greatest impacts on this world. Charlemagne, also known as Charles, was born in Franklin, a kingdom located in Western Europe. This is where Charlemagne spent most of his childhood growing up. He received boyhood training, which tested his abilities and demonstrated his skills. Later on, Charles was advised by an elder and sent out to monastery, where he lived among monks and religiously vowed to faithfully worship his God, and crediting him for each accomplishment. After living with monks for several years, Charlemagne gained the wisdom of what ruling a kingdom should ultimately resemble. Charlemagne became a medieval emperor who ruled over much of Western Europe throughout the mid-700s and early 800s. Charlemagne became king of the Franks, a Germanic tribe in present-day Belgium, France, Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and Western Germany. His mission was to unite all Germanic people into one kingdom and convert his subjects to Christianity. One of the most important changes Charlemagne made was abandoning the gold standard and putting all of Europe in the same silver currency. By doing this, Charlemagne made trade easier and the entire continent thrived. Laws he created began to take power away from the nobles, allowing the peasants to participate more in commerce. The lower class also benefited in many ways under Charlemagne, who was aggravated with the nobility's sense of entitlement. He had a deep sympathy for the peasants. Other changes made to legislation included all local regional governors being made subject to regular inspections and royalty to ensure no injustices were being conducted. Education reform was ranked high on Charlemagne's agenda as well. Historians state that he was a progressive leader, which is proven through all the changes he made early on. The leader loved to learn. He supported and encouraged schooling throughout his entire kingdom. Charlemagne was a wise and just ruler who issued many laws. To make sure these laws were obeyed, he set up courts all throughout the empire. He had officials called counts who ran the courts. Their jobs were to take care of local problems, stop feuds, protect the poor and weak, and raise many armies for King Charles. Since Charlemagne became a proactive leader early on, he was well respected. Charlemagne had a throne where people would gather and listen to his plans to be carried out. At the throne, Charlemagne ordered campaigns against rival enemies, conducted truces with stable countries, and made laws to be passed, and commanded people to be executed. His throne was placed in Aachen's Palestine Chapel and emphasized to emperors combination of religious authority temporal power. Ultimately, Charlemagne wanted to leave his kingdom in the hands of someone who shared similar views as him. Who better than his son Louis? Louis was set to be sole king after Charlemagne's passing. Unlike Charlemagne, Louis wouldn't have a brother to help start his rule in the beginning. Louis took his reign in 814 on January 28th. When different religions were formed throughout history, it caused great disputes among empires. Because of this, Charlemagne had to gather each empire under the same religion, an effort to simplify the relations and keep strong ties between church and government. As a result of his attempt to unite people under Christian religion, this caused battles among European leaders. Although some of Charlemagne's ideas and laws have faded, many still hold influence on today's world and government. Charles's credit is due to his ability to make changes within the empire. Without his propositions, education could possibly stand unimportant in today's world. There wouldn't be a widespread Christianity throughout the world, and there also might not be the court system or relief for justice. Charlemagne was a religious, talented, and intelligent man. He had the power and a plan to strengthen his empire since the beginning of his ruling. Charles has proven his faithfulness during the term in his attempts of spreading religion throughout widespread Europe. Charles was a well-respected man among his empire and proved himself throughout his entire reign.